Hi, this is Kevin Connolly from the hit TV show Entourage. And when I'm in the tri-state area, I listen to EmpireBroadcastingGroup.com.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable with Muriel Donnelly, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Good afternoon and welcome to Empire Broadcasting. I'm your host, Muriel Donnelly, and our wonderful returning guest today is the owner at a unique therapy center from Boca Raton, Florida. Please welcome back to our show, Dr. Martha Latz. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Latz. How are you this afternoon?
I am just wonderful, Muriel, and yourself?
Very good. Thank you. Very good indeed. I'm a little bit timid about today's show, I have to admit, because we're talking today about conflict. But the flip side of it is we're going to talk about conflict and how to resolve conflicts. And you know what? Get us started off, Dr. Latz. Let's explain, start first of all, by maybe if we can talk about how conflicts first happen. What is the cause of conflicts mostly?
Conflict is usually caused by disagreeing or different kind of visions or different kinds of ways of approaching things, and there are several things that will escalate a conflict, several things that will say, and when you're trying to get your point across, that you're not really happy in the relationship. But conflict will happen no matter what. It's how you resolve it without breaking the relationship completely apart.
Okay. I have to say, just the word conflict is pretty, it's a pretty scary word. I mean, it is a very scary word. And I find that there are different places that you can find conflict, because conflict is very, very different from, like, for instance, when a couple of children argue, the conflict comes into play when the kids argue and then the parents get involved.
Correct. That can be one of the factors that rise, and that as the parent or as the outside or grandparent, and you're watching the two siblings argue with each other, you stand there and you can say, well, this is crazy. But, you know, having them, and that's the early stages of how they can learn how to resolve their differences rather than have this grudge and things that you can't take back once they're said.
Right.
Once they're said, they're out there. It can be such a trivial thing as, like, who last took out the garbage? What are the most fundamental beliefs that you have and concerns, and how they strike at your heart? When you're watching conflict in action, it's really easy to see what's going on and what's out of control. Disagreements leave people feeling hurt, angry, and for many people, hurt puts them in the feeling or the position of vulnerability. Generally, they feel less in control when they are hurt, and they may move into feeling angry, and as a way of feeling less vulnerable or more powerful,
that's kind of an easy thing.
And the frustration that comes out of this is that you hear things like, I give up. I want out of this relationship. I hate your blank, your family, your mother, your father, mm-hmm. your sister. You're such a, and fill in the blank there. You know, I'm sure you've heard those kind of statements coming out in the heat of an anger. It's just like the time when you did X. If you were a better parent, Y would not be occurring. Maybe if you were more successful. Maybe if you resembled the person I married. You never. and you fill in the blank. Help me clean up. You never are there on time. You know, never is a very, very bad word. You don't love me. You know, you don't love me. That will come out in the heat of an argument as it begins to escalate. And when those phrases begin to come out, what happens is there's no place to go but to continue to escalate and defend the position that, no, I love you, you know, and trying to defend that. No, I think I'm a very good parent. You know, if I don't resemble the person I married, you don't resemble the person I married. So we go back tit for tat. So, you know, those can be like trigger phrases that will add to escalation. You know, brother and sister conflict or sibling conflict. She never helps me with X, picking up my toys. He always comes into my room without knocking. Those kind of things. You know, the always and the nevers, and that happens. So does that answer what you were?
Absolutely. I want to talk. I'm trying to, what I want to do is now, I want to try and see if I can basically break it up a little bit. So maybe if we just talk about, like, for instance, like the conflicts between, you know, like young adolescents and teenagers, because that's a pretty big one, I feel. And then also then go on to like adults. The last one that you were talking about when I was listening to it, I was like, oh my God, that sounds like my two little monkeys. You know, like my daughter is 7 years old. And when she gets up at two, she's like, this is a girl's room and there's no boys allowed, you know. And the way she sees it is that her brother's room is like a sharing room, as she calls it. And her room is her room. So
non-sharing room.
Yeah. Start as you mean to go on, right? I can see where this is heading. But that's what I see. But I see so much more with like teenagers and like young adolescents. There are certain times, Dr. Latz, that their emotions get so carried away where conflict gets so bad with other young adults, etc., and other teenagers, that, you know, that there are unfortunately young people taking their own lives.
Well, the unfortunate situation that we have in conflict now, when you're talking about adolescents, is Twitter, Facebook, all of the social media. So if there's no impulse control, in other words, no thought with whatever you put out there, whatever you say, you will not be able to take it back. It will be out there. And then what continues on is that whoever was in the conflict continues to pound on the fact that they were right and that the person deserves the treatment that they're getting in social media, you know, the Twitter, the post on Facebook, and all of the other social networks. And it's really easy to keep an argument going because you're not face to face with the individual.
Right.
You know, you have a certain amount of anonymity that's going on because you're behind your computer, you're on your iPhone, all of that is going on, and it was deserved. So when that happens, the adults have to come in with a cooler hand and not enter into that sort of conflict, but trying to get it resolved. The unfortunate part about it, when you talk about teenager suicide escalating from a conflict, is that the parents all learn about it after the fact, and they don't even know that it's going on, and it's how to keep the communication with your teenager as open as possible. You know, they're trying to express their individuality. And sometimes the individuality is not expressed in a very respectful or loving manner. But again, it's hidden, so you don't know. So, you know, the kids are on their phone, the teenagers are on their phone at 4 o'clock in the morning. Parents are sound asleep, but
right.
they're still texting and, you know, all of that social media protection. I always offer the parents try a solution like everybody's cell phone gets turned off and they all live in a centrally located area that the parents could either hear that someone's unplugging their phone or that the young person has to come out of the bedroom to get it out of their room to get it. Someplace where everybody's phone lives that way, lives in that area. Moms, dads, everybody's. Mom has to have it or dad has to have their phone mm-hmm. by the bedside, because if you want to start establishing that the phone goes off at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock, that's it. Anything else that comes in, everybody turns their phone off, powers it down, and, you know, everything, you can pick it up in the morning. There is that unfortunate situation where the teenagers are feeling very isolated in their issues. How do I approach my parent with what I've just found out? It's very difficult. That will
right.
further isolate me from my peer group. And so, you know, that needs to be an ongoing dialogue in some fashion. Without being, it sound like it's an interrogation, you know, simple phrases like, hey, I've noticed that so-and-so hasn't been around for a while. What's going on?
Right.
Are they all busy? What's, you know, is everybody busy with their activities? That sort of thing. Not get in there and really interrogate, because the person that's actually the center of this conflict will feel that their parents are isolating and somehow blaming them for what is happening. That doesn't
right.
They don't open up and talk. You know, and then the rule of thumb is if you're finding it and you discover it, go off and seek yourself a professional. Despite your best efforts, and this goes for young adults and teenagers and younger children, as it does for adults. If despite your best efforts, there's still conflict, then it's time to seek a professional to help you kind of
right.
Navigate that maze.
Right, absolutely. I want to take a very, very quick commercial break before we go any further. But for all our listeners out there, I just want to remind you that our wonderful guest today is Dr. Martha Latz, and she's the owner of a unique therapy center from Boca Raton, Florida. Please go visit her website, which is www.auniquetherapycenter.com. Stay tuned. We'll be back shortly.
Is your computer slow? Seeing strange pop-ups? You could have a computer infection. Call Computer and Internet Help. A certified malware removal specialist will make your computer healthy and fast again. Most importantly, at an affordable price. Call Computer and Internet Help at 239-567-0104. That's 239-567-0104. Or email them at pccoach@live.com. That's pccoach@live.com. And go to their website, computerandinternethelp.com. Computerandinternethelp.com. Computer and Internet Help, making computers healthy, one at a time. Over 50% of the U.S. families are step families, and the one thing that they all have in common is that it is not easy. Being a part of a step family often comes with many questions: his, hers, ours, then the everyday stress, grief, anxiety, the juggling of what to say and what not to say. Let Pat Skinner help guide you through the fog. With her seminars, support groups, family and individual sessions, your step family is one step from becoming a complete family. Call 303-333-5596 or email stepwithpat@yahoo.com and go to the website stepparenting.com. That's stepparenting.com. Stepparenting.com, empowering stepfamilies.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable with Muriel Donnelly, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Good afternoon and welcome back to Empire Broadcasting. I'm your host, Muriel Donnelly, and our wonderful returning guest today is the owner at a unique therapy center from Boca Raton, Florida. Please welcome back Dr. Martha Latz. Welcome back, Dr. Latz. Now, before our break there, we were talking about conflict, and we're talking about conflict with adolescents, etc. And I want to talk very quickly because I want to get to the part where you tell us about what we should never say in an argument, because I'm really interested in that. But before we do that, there's a difference between when adolescents and teenagers have an argument or a conflict compared to that of adults.
Well, that's a yes and no answer at the same time.
Okay.
Because adults now are adapting more and more to the social media platform. So, you can shoot off an email, you can shoot off a text, you can shoot off something on Twitter, and it can be pretty snarky. It's just sort of like, this is the expression. And what happens is the conflict continues to roll and roll. So if we've got adults engaging in the same thing, we're not going to find a pathway to navigate this maze that is being put before us, because nothing ever comes to conclusion. You can just continue to do your social media contact, and then if the person doesn't respond to that, that's just more, fuel to the anger, fuels the anger more. It's, don't you get that? So now we have a whole complex other issue. You're ignoring me. I'm not important. All of that comes about. So it's yes and no. The thing to start doing is to learn how to teach the way to resolve a conflict, to teach a way not to incite a conflict. There's going to be disagreements, no doubt about it. We're all different people. We come from different backgrounds. We're merging together. We are partners, and sometimes there was a previous partner before us. Step families are merging back and forth. So there's all kinds of what had gone on in the first, situation, in the first gathering of the people that made the family, and now we've got a whole new family coming in with another group of how they resolve, what they do, resolve in some people's mind is a resolve. When a non-resolve is a resolve, okay, we don't have to talk about that anymore. We don't have to look at it. And what happens is people confuse anger, and anger is simply a normal human emotion. It's what you do with the anger that causes the problem. It's just like, it's healthy, and it's just like happiness or sadness, simply an emotion. But what are you going to do with that?
Absolutely.
Does that kind of answer your question?
It does. And it's crazy because, as you say, it's crazy because, as you say, with just now, we are at that stage where we are kind of having conflict, but as our younger people are, and it's amazing because in a way we're making them think it's okay. I grew up basically being told you never hang your dirty laundry up, Or if you don't have something nice to say about somebody, you don't say it. But now, and I'm just thinking about the programs that, some of the programs that I watch, and people everywhere from our president all the way down go and tweet. It's amazing. Everyone does it. It's like the new way of you know, insulting somebody, the new way of bullying is basically via the phone, the internet.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. That's correct. Because it also gives another layer of protection to the person that's actually doing it. And the person who is receiving it, or a group, excuse me, of people that are receiving it, have no layer of protection.
Right.
Once it's out there, it's out there.
Right. I want to very quickly touch base on what we should never say in an argument. I want to get this down before the end of the show. What should we, I need to know these words. What should we never say in an argument?
Okay. There are several, and they are like little catchphrases that usually start like, I give up, okay? And by saying that, what you're saying is their feelings are hurt no matter what, and that can be very hurtful in and of itself. I give up. What do you give up? You give up on the relationship. You give up on this family. You give up on your job. You know, what are you saying by I give up? That is one of the phrases. If you ever hear that in an argument, antenna up. That you don't want to say that. You want to find a way around that kind of barrage that's coming at you. The next thing that comes with that is, I want out of this relationship. It's empty threat. It's an empty threat. You may not really be meaning that. You're being very flippant, casual about it, like over the shoulder. And what a saying like that says, that the person who does say it is, they're not committed in the relationship. That's how the person who is on the receiving it is, I want out of this relationship. And that person who has just said it is, I'm not willing to work out the issues and remain together. Just that little thing, I want out of this relationship. Another phrase that comes out often is, I hate your, and put it there, I hate your job, I hate your family, I hate your sister, I hate everything, everything that has to do with your life prior, something like that. Mm-hmm. You know, what happens is, all that does is further divide the situation, because especially if it's family, they're going to be around for a long time. They're around for the long haul.
Right.
And then if you go and you confide, say, in the family member that, you know, when you're upset, in the family member that just got being told that, I hate your mom, and then you go and talk to your mom, do you realize what so-and-so just said about you? I can't believe that, da da da. Well, that sets up another layer of an issue. How is mom going to be able to go and be pleasant around this individual? You could, as it was coming off of your mouth, I'm not saying you specifically, but anybody who uses it, you want to bite your tongue, because you just, it set up a whole other layer of conflict. When you start character assassination, you're such a whatever.
Right.
You know, you're such a, you know, whatever. You never call each other names when you're in an argument. It puts the relationship on a very, very hostile level.
Right.
And so even if you've grown up using insulting remarks as you're during fights, and that's somewhat what comes out of when you see teenagers, they're just mimicking a lot of the time what is going on, what they have seen. Not necessarily,
absolutely.
You know, they're just mimicking that. They're coming back with siblings or friends or parents or grandparents. They heard them saying these things. But that doesn't mean that you can unleash that kind of stuff to your besties, or to your teacher, or to your best friend's mother, or to your best friend. You just when you're calling names, okay, to anyone, no matter what name they are, in a hostel, when it's hostile, it hits a raw nerve, okay?
Absolutely.
Like calling someone dumb or stupid, it may seem innocuous to you, but it's not, you know?
Absolutely.
You know, so that can be a problem. And it, you know, and then when you go back in time, it's just like the time when you, that pushes everybody's button, because we're going back in time. We're not staying what is there that we want to resolve or that we want to make a point on. We're not. We're going back, and we're living that same issue, that same argument for about the next 50 years if that keeps coming up.
Absolutely.
And you put people away.
We have unfortunately come to the end of our show for this afternoon, Dr. Latz. But for all our listeners out there, I hope you're taking notes on what to never say. And just to remind you that our wonderful guest this afternoon has been Dr. Martha Latz, and she's the owner at a unique therapy center from Boca Raton, Florida. Please go visit her website, which is www.auniquetherapycenter.com. You can also email her at latz2000@aol.com. Alternatively, give her a call. The phone number is 561-300-4066. Again, Dr. Latz, thank you so much for being with us this afternoon. It's been an absolute pleasure, as always, having you on the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Mariel, and I look forward to our next encounter.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Empire Broadcasting presents the Professionals Roundtable with Muriel Donnelly, 9 to 2 p.m. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable, 9 to 2 p.m. exclusively on Empire Broadcasting.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila... She has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to, man to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve. It's now a good time?
No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.